Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. If you are one of many who suffers from bad allergies, especially in the Mid-South, and would like to improve the indoor air quality of your home, then Choate's Air Duct Cleaning could be a solution for you and your family. Air Duct Cleaning has been proven to help people with allergies and other respiratory issues by removing buildup of debris from your home's air supply. Air Duct Cleaning will also help eliminate dust from building up in your house. Therefore, you don't have to dust as much either. And Air Duct Cleaning is also shown to help improve the performance of your air conditioning and heating system. Choate's is the name you can trust for all your indoor air quality needs. So call Choate's today at 755-4797 or visit our website at choateshvac.com to schedule a free video inspection to help you breathe a little easier. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit usps.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
I need these boxes in bin 7. Oh, hello? Hi, I just wanted to call in and find out when next...
Whitney's warehouse foreman just retired, and the replacement needs to move to fulfillment.
Sorry, hold on. Guys, can we get the dock cleared now?
Indeed can help her hire the people she needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
We're all on this planet together, so join Odyssey and find your one thing. May is National Bike Month, and a great time to remember the benefits of biking. Biking is low-impact exercise, so it's easy on your joints and muscles. It can also help you sleep better and make you look younger. Additionally, it's a great mode of transportation, being faster than simply walking while being cheaper and more environmentally friendly than driving a car. Join Odyssey, and together, each of us doing one thing makes a greener tomorrow. What's your one thing?
Hey, we get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now. So let us tell you something you do want to hear. You are intelligent. You make all the right decisions. You were smart before smart was cool, and you made it cool again. You have a wealth of knowledge, and you are so very clever. I bet you already knew I was going to say that, you genius. There, don't you feel better? You'll also feel better when you hear you could save big when you switch to Progressive. But I'm pretty sure you already knew that, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hey, Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. We are hiring. We need plumbers, HVAC service technicians, and installers. Make up to $55 an hour with full health benefits, paid time off, 401k, and don't forget to ask about our sign-on bonus. Surround yourself with good people and good things will happen. Come join our team. Apply online at bestcarehomeservices.com. That's bestcarehomeservices.com.
The NBA season is rolling along. Games every single day. Baseball season has been super fun so far. The PGA Tour returning to Memphis. It's just around the corner. If you're the type of person who likes to enjoy sports while sipping a drink, this is Gary Parrish reminding you that my drink of choice is New Amsterdam Vodka, a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As I'm sure you know by now, it's so smooth you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. That's because it's a quality vodka that is reasonably priced. It makes no sense to spend spend extra money on any other brand. New Amsterdam Vodka is the best value you can find when you're looking for a quality vodka to enjoy in these warm months. And if you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. Watermelon, lemon, coconut, orange, peach, pineapple. The list is long. And don't forget, New Amsterdam also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name when you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
Found the roof leak.
Where?
See those shingles?
Oh, what do we do now?
I pity the fool. You need the A-Team.
What?
A-Team Roofing in Collierville, one of only two diamond contractors in the Mid-South. They're a licensed general contractor, but also a licensed insurance adjuster. When it comes to insurance approval, the decision really is in the details.
Well, yeah.
Get your roof done right. Call the A-Team, 901-605-ROOF.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
You okay?
I'm A-okay.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios. Online at TopsBarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports. On 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I was driving, trees went by, me and Del were singing, little runaway, I was flying.
It is moving season, so make sure you call my friends at Black Tie Moving for all your moving needs. If you're thinking about relocating, whether it's home or office, cross town, cross the country, they're the team for the job. 316-6196, 316-6196. Why do I recommend Black Tie Moving? Because they have changed moving in the city of Memphis. Because when you're moving, you're not just moving things. You're moving pieces of your life. That's what they do at Black Tie. You don't have to worry about your walls getting scratched up, dropping furniture, hiring unqualified friends to do this. They're the pros. Let them handle the job. They're the elite team in moving in Memphis. Book your move now because it is going to start booking up fast. Summer is just around the corner, which means moving season is here. Black Tie wants to take the chore of moving your things out of your hands and make it that much easier for you. Black Tie Moving, change and moving in the city of Memphis. Call today.
All right, everybody, at this time, we run on into the rundown. Let's do it.
Now, it's the rundown presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Resetting Grizzlies. 113-101 loss to the Warriors left a bunch of us frustrated, and there's no question about it. You realize the remarkable thing about this, too, is that it's just the last game of the regular season. But it had all the feels of a playoff game, didn't it?
True. Yeah. It did.
That's why part of the reason why we're so frustrated, yeah, everything else, and we're trying to make takes on this team in terms of what they should do, everything else. That was the last game of the regular season. That's what that was.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So let's keep that in mind.
I certainly have done that.
Steph Curry, who John wants to give his flowers today.
I mean, why wouldn't you?
46 points.
Bang!
Nine of them. All right, Mike Breen.
Come on, Mike.
Come on, Mike Breen. Are you almost? It almost feels like John was reveling in this.
Slightly giddy about
this. No. And I know what it is. It's based in I Told You So, because he went out on that real thin limb to say Golden State's going to win on Friday.
Thank you, Jason, for pointing
it
out.
But I'm feeling
a little bit too much celebration.
It is rooted in I am a fan of basketball. I am a fan of the game. I am a fan of the sport.
Well, we're all that.
Yeah.
But you like, bang, bang. Ain't nobody in Memphis going, bang, bang. Fool.
It's an appreciation. It's an appreciation.
Bang! Bang!
John, the vibe is slightly giddy over there.
No.
I thought it was just me.
No, your vibe is slightly giddy.
It was an all-time performance.
Defend yourself.
I'm a fan of basketball. Like, whether the Grizzlies win or the
Grizzlies lose. There ain't nobody in Memphis other than you driving around going, bang, another one from Steph Curry.
No.
When he's so great. Not in Memphis.
When Steph Curry puts on a performance like that, it is okay to appreciate it, which I do, which I, as a shooter, no less.
Dude, Boogie Ellis isn't on the Warriors roster.
No. It's Steph Curry. It's one of the best to ever do it. And so, no, I'm not giddy. I'm not excited that the Grizzlies lost.
Okay.
But bang!
I don't know if we're buying it when you do stuff like that.
I think you can't say bang today.
He had 46 points at 33 years old. This is ESPN. Curry and Jordan are the only scoring champions age 33 or older.
Amazing.
Curry also joins Jordan, Wilt Chamberlain, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar as the only players with multiple scoring titles, MVPs, and championships. So come on.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. And what you got here, I'm an appreciator of the arts. Y'all on my ass today. Y'all on my case today.
Well, just calm down.
The man took
36 shots, John.
Enjoy your 2 of 7 from the field. Y'all can have that.
This man, ship him out to the Bay, Okay? This, I'm not sure. You know, put him on a radio station out there.
I got Golden State.
He wants to go on and talk
about
USC.
Himself.
I got everything
I need. Bang!
All right, the positive. Dylan Brooks was part of the positive.
Thank you.
Had 18 points, but 13 of them came in the fourth quarter. 8 of them came in a row to start the fourth, and he was the thing that got the Grizzlies back in the game. The game looked
that
over.
He was.
John and I literally, this was literally happened, talking about in between quarters, and John was talking about Steph sitting, and right then it looked like he probably could for the rest of the fourth quarter.
Were they like 15 or 17 or something like that?
16, 17 points going into the fourth quarter, and you got right back in it thanks to Dylan Brooks, and then everybody sort of followed in line after Dylan Brooks. Part of the other positive is that, guys, you still finished the regular season, 4 games over .500. You've still got a shot here, even though it's going to be much tougher. Obviously, having to now to beat San Antonio and then go out, should you advance past San Antonio, hopefully you will, and beat the loser of the Lakers-Golden State game. NBA gets what it wants, certainly,
yep,
in terms of having that Lakers-Golden State game as the second game of Wednesday's play-in round, Western Conference play-in round. The negatives, there were plenty of them. We've talked a lot about Jaren Jackson, but you know, Ja Morant did not shoot the ball well. Either 7 of 21 from the floor. He was 1 of 6 from the arc. We talked about it. Golden State was basically saying, shoot it. You know, everybody gets it. Ja Morant's got to go out and work on his three-pointer, and there's no question about it. That is the next part of his game that he's got to improve. I don't know that we're ever going to see a marksman type. But guys have improved in that area before.
They have.
I know you tell Ja Morant he can't do something, that's when he responds. Mike Conley started as a guy who was not a knockdown shooter.
Yeah.
Look at him now.
Yes.
You leave him in that corner, he's going to knock
that's
it down. Your bench also. Outscored 24-14, and you realize Golden State only played 3 bench guys. Their rotation was 8 players.
It's amazing.
You played 10. You played 10, 5 off the bench, and you still got outproduced. Set Bane to the side. He was actually decent, right? 3 of 6 shooting, had a couple of threes, 8 points. It was what you got, or the lack thereof, from the other guys. Brandon Clark did not look good. Let's be real, guys. He was, for the most part, out of place. And then Tillman, Tyus Jones, you didn't get anything from that second unit. And particularly, you needed it because, again, Golden State's just running 3 off their bench. You get outscored bench points 24-14. So 3 guys outscore 5 there. And then you were 6 of 25 from 3. You're not going to win many of those with Ja and Jaren combining to go 3 of 13. We talked about you made 6 threes as a team. Steph Curry made 9 by himself, 9 of 22. That was a career high in terms of three-pointers attempted and a career high in terms of shots. So it took a monster effort from Steph. Because keep in mind,
mm-hmm,
I mean, we're talking about
this.
That's
like, all they have.
We're talking about this like it was a complete blowout. It wasn't.
No,
with 6 minutes left, when Dylan Brooks fouls out of that, you were absolutely in it. And it wasn't over, really, until Steph hits the 3 after Andrew Wiggins gets the put-back dunk to make it a 3-point game. That made it a 6-point game, and then it was out of your hands. And so that's the gist of it. The best part now for the Grizzlies is that, unlike Taylor Jenkins has been saying, in terms of a lot of basketball left, hopefully you can extend what you've got. You've got Spurs coming up, and what's essentially, you lose, you're done. It's not essentially, that's what it is. Grizzlies, last I looked, were 3.5-point favorites for Wednesday's play-in game. They will be the 9 seed. Spurs will be the 10 seed. Spurs finished 6 games under .500. Did finish 2 games over on the road, if that means anything to you. Sounds like we knew that the Grizzlies would have more in terms of attendance. We're still waiting on those numbers.
Yep.
In terms of how many will be allowed. Certainly be more than the 3,000, 3,200, whatever it was, for regular season. Feel like that's going to go up. But you won't have a full house in there. That said, compared to what you've had, probably will feel a lot more like normal.
Right.
Won't be normal in the sense you won't have 18,000 in there, but you'll have a lot more in there, hopefully. You know, maybe you go up from 3 to 9. I heard Jeff thinking 50% capacity. I'm assuming he's talked to some people at the health department.
Yep.
We'll see what they're able to get in there. Expecting that announcement a little bit later on today. But Grizzlies fall 113-101 in what was not a playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
It was the final game of the regular season. They come up short, finish as the 9 seed, still got some basketball left to be played. It picks up on Wednesday against San Antonio.
Next story.
All right, so I know you have more to sort of say on this topic later in the show, so I will save some of that. But Hall of Fame inductions did take place in the class of 2021. And look, I mean, you got to be feeling old over there. There is just no way around it. When you look at some of the names on this list, I mean, it comes for us all. Father Time does not discriminate. So someday,
it's like you were doing this with Jeff on Friday.
Yeah,
it's weird, man.
Yeah,
you're trying to make him retire, and now I'm an old guy at 44.
Well, Jeff seriously should consider
a break.
It. Damn. But Rick Adelman is going in the Hall of Fame. Jay Wright is going in the Hall of Fame. Bill Russell is going in as a coach. He has two titles as a coach. He's a player and a coach. That's pretty awesome. Yolanda Griffith, who's a seven-time WNBA All-Star. Lauren Jackson, seven-time WNBA All-Star, three-time MVP. Tony Kukoc is going in. International.
That one got me.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the one that got me.
Now, Jason,
Tony Kukoc.
Jason says he should not be in. I can tell. That's okay.
The waiter.
Yeah, we'll just...
You know, he's a bull.
We'll deal with that. Paul Pierce. Kevin Garnett. As well as...
Those get me, too.
Kobe Bryant. Chris Bosh. Chris Webber. Ben Wallace. So these are the majority of the inductions there for Tim Duncan for the 2021 class. I did see Tim Duncan. You don't really see him.
How many dudes did you just put in?
A lot. That's a lot.
Okay.
You don't want to leave out the whole class. I mean, I didn't even mention Clarence Jenkins. I didn't even mention Pearl Moore, Val Ackerman, Cotton Fitzsimmons, or Howard Garfinkel. I didn't even mention these guys. So that now we got everybody.
We're talking about who got inducted. Kobe, KG, and Duncan.
These are the members of the class. You know, if you're a member of the class, wouldn't you want to have your name mentioned? You don't want to be forgotten about, right? Tim Duncan did.
Now, Chris Webber next year, right? You mentioned him.
Yes.
He's okay. So
yes.
He'll be next year.
Yes. But Tim Duncan did have his speech, and he's not a guy who, you know, typically.
He's grown his hair as well.
He definitely has.
My wife noticed that. She didn't like it. I said, honey, he's entitled to that. He's retired. He's living the life.
He got pretty emotional. You know, did you see what he's had to say about?
They all do.
About, you know, Pop?
No.
You know, yeah, he got actually very, very emotional about Pop. And
Pop's a good man and coach, as
and
we know.
Pop was there and
was he crying as well, John?
Does Pop know he has a game on Wednesday? Like, honestly, do you think he has any idea? I think Pop is so done with this season that he may not even show up. You know, why would he?
If they were done, they could have laid down a long time ago.
Why would Pop come?
New Orleans come on.
I know that there are certainly some restaurants in the downtown area that appreciate his
Why are you trying to retire everybody, man?
No, I'm just saying, if you're Pop, why are you coming to play as the 10 seed, brother? Like, you don't have to do that. Just you're an older gentleman. Just take the day.
Bro, he probably feels like he's going to win on Wednesday.
Well, I don't know.
He's probably already
he's
planning for the loser of seven of Golden State. He's trying to figure out how he's going to shut Steph down.
He might. You're exactly right. He might.
Taylor's his guy, though. What started as intern, right?
But, yes, who is the guy here in terms of the ones that I've mentioned that really hits you in the feels? I know Kobe, of course, but anybody else?
I mean, not really.
Jesus. I mean, no appreciation for Ben Wallace.
You know what got me? And we're talking a year from now, but it's
Cotton Fitzsimmons?
No, it's you mentioned him, but again, I think you had him in the wrong group. I can't tell, John, who's going in right now or who you had in next year's because it wasn't Chris Webber's been announced will be in next year's class.
Yes, September 11th.
You included him, and it got very confusing.
Yes, well,
I don't know if you saw it.
It's all one big sort of deal, yes.
There was a moment, I had this for later on the rundown, but you've led me here anyway since I'm so confused, where Chris Webber and Jalen Rose, who've had a long-standing feud, were on ABC talking about his induction. And they had to sort of come together again. And I think this has mostly been, Webber, that I'm not talking to you again. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it, I've gone back. Some of it say it's their use of his use of Fab Five, Jalen Rose's use of Fab Five and the trademark, all that stuff. But remember, too, the stuff with Ed Martin and the booster, and Jalen said some things. And then Chris Webber got a 10-year ban, though. The rest of them didn't get that.
Yes.
And I think there was, you know, all kinds of court stuff involved. The point was those two who grew up together in a lot of ways, playing basketball together before they even got to Michigan, they weren't talking. And they had to because Jalen and Maria were doing the interview of him, and it led to some, I wouldn't say it was cringy, but it was sort of uncomfortable.
Absolutely.
Because it looked like two guys who hadn't talked
to him
all
the time. Because you know the
history, And Jalen trying to be like, you know, and he was. I mean, and I think Jalen's been here for a while.
Yep.
I'm sorry, brother. I love you.
Yep. Trying to bury the hatchet in some way.
Yeah, it has been. He's put his sort of foot out there, but I don't want to say that, you know, he hadn't had that Webber hasn't had his own reasons because I'm not in his head.
Yep.
But what it led to was a conversation where it ends up Jalen telling him, brother, I love you, and Webber telling him how much Jalen's mom meant to him in terms of his upbringing and everything she did. So I thought that was great because y'all know how I feel about forgiveness. It's tough to do. And so early on, it looked like Webber didn't want any part of it. I was like, it almost felt like, did he know he was going to have Jalen interviewing him to that point? But clearly he must have. He hadn't put himself in any situations like that before.
Well, you're being announced as a member of the class.
There was nowhere else to go. Right. They want to bring you on. Well, you can agree to be part of that or not with that studio show.
Well, you can't. You know what I'm saying? Do it, man. You know what I'm saying?
Like, there's other guys they could have gone, oh, I'm with you. And I think ultimately you do that.
Yeah.
But and clearly I would have said, he would have had to have said beforehand, look, Jalen's going to interview me and I'm going to have to put some part of this beef behind me
to
do this interview.
My God, it's been 30 years.
It's easy for us to say that, John, but those two have been playing together since they were 13 years old. And I think Weber in many ways felt burnt by Jalen. Remember, Weber the only one that came out with the 10-year, you can't be affiliated or associated with the Michigan program. Okay, so and I think he's felt some resentment, too, that it wasn't some others. Again, I don't know all the particulars of that fallout because there's a lot to it. It's layered. But that moment came this weekend, and I thought it was great to see sort of the two of them, not just Jalen, but Weber appearing to bury the hatchet as well. Yeah, we got a little bit more on the Hall of Fame stuff I got for later. We can do that later because Michael was there.
You're right.
To do the Kobe.
What I've done is I've conflated the inductions with the.
That's what I thought. I was hearing all those names. Yeah. I'm like, all those aren't going in right now.
But the inductions were Kobe and Tim Duncan and Kevin Garnett and a couple others, right?
Yes.
And the 2021 class is going to have Chris Webber and Chris Bosh. And
there we go.
Ben
okay.
Wallace and yes, I've conflated those two. But that all happened this weekend. 2020 was of course supposed to be enshrined last year. There was a pandemic going on, therefore they pushed it back to this year, which sort of adds to the confusion. But yes, they announced 2021. I'll be honest, like Ben Wallace was a little surprising to me. Like I don't know if I thought of him as a Hall of Fame player.
He's probably one of the best defensive.
But that's it. I mean, he's a 4-time defensive player of the year, 4-time All Star. He's a champ. You know, All Defensive Team 5 times. I mean, that's just. Yeah, you know, that's probably a Hall of Fame. He graced the cover of a 2K, believe it or not. Did you know that?
Ben Wallace on the cover of 2K?
Yeah. Ben Wallace, man.
Yeah, he had some Defensive Player of the Year runs. You put him on there.
I mean, I guess come on.
Put Rudy on there. Gobert, I suppose, for that.
Yeah, what
if you wanted to.
It was
a down year.
It was 2K5. It was 2K5.
2K5. Now you're making me feel old.
Yeah, he was the cover athlete on 2K5. I guess that would have been the year after they won the title. I guess that would have been the year.
Yeah, he was a big part of those teams.
Yeah, he was. I mean, so I think based on that, I think I saw some disrespect over the weekend to Chris Bosh, who people do not realize how awesome he was consistently over the course of his entire career. I mean,
Rip's going in, Chauncey going to go in too, Ben Wallace, all those guys from those teams.
I'm assuming. I don't have Rip's numbers in front of me. I mean, I'm assuming he's going in. I think Chauncey is for sure going in.
We're going to reward those entire Pistons teams, I suppose.
I don't know.
Y'all know I feel a certain kind of way
about Rip
Pistons.
A Hall of Famer?
I always did. I guess if Ben is.
Nah, Rip's not as accomplished as Ben Wallace was, though. I mean, he was a 3-time All-Star, but he doesn't have anything else beside that.
Titles.
He doesn't have he's got one title, and he doesn't have, like, the
– So we're going to put Big Shot in there then, but not Rip?
Big Shot ain't going in. Oh, you're talking about Chauncey Billups. I thought you were talking about Robert Horry.
No.
Yeah.
Chauncey Billups.
Yeah. Chauncey, I don't know if we put him in either. I mean, it's 15-5, you know? I mean, is that – And like,
but y'all putting Big Ben in as the most important piece on those teams.
Ben was dominant, right? And he was dominant.
Well, at times the offensive liability.
Yes, but he was dominant.
You putting Tony Allen in there?
I mean, I don't know.
Because didn't win a championship.
Because here's the thing. No, he's not.
That'd be the argument next to Ben. So, but he did one. He was great at one thing.
Chauncey was the finals MVP.
Yes.
5-time NBA All-Star.
Yes.
All-NBA third team twice. All-NBA second team once. All-defensive second team twice.
Because I've never really separated him and Rip, because Rip was just as important to those teams.
Is Chauncey Billups an NBA? Is he a Hall of Famer?
I don't. Brother, John Sally going in. I mean, they let everybody in.
Who got in that shouldn't have got in your opinion? Who are you? Ben Wallace.
It's just, was he even the most important thing? Again, Ben Wallace is, in terms of defense in the NBA, he's right there at the top for those years. I get that. I understand that. But the guy was a liability at times offensively. Couldn't knock down a free throw. We putting in anything at this point.
Do you think Robert?
And I figure if you're going to reward, you got to put in all those Pistons if you're putting Wallace.
Do you think Robert Horry should be in the Hall of Fame?
He won 5. So if you're putting him in, it's for that. But let's be real. He was a role player.
I mean, come
y'all on. Y'all putting him in because he's got 5 rings. You're not putting him in because he was the first or second or even third most important guy on those teams.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
So you're not. So I would tell you no. I would tell you
he's a seven-time champ, though.
Damn, I shorted him two rings.
Yeah. But he was
man
just,
got Tom Brady rings.
But he was just there though. Like yes, he hit some big shots.
He was smart. He was smart on getting with champions. That's what that looked like.
He hit some big shots.
Like Jared Dudley.
But he kind of was just he
just
happened to be
there.
Just
without the big
shots. You know, he happened to be there. So that does not make him a Hall of Fame player. Like Patrick,
I've seen that argument. I'm not with it. That
Patrick McCall has like two or three rings. You know, he happened to be on now. I'm not saying he's Patrick McCall because he hit bigger shots and he was playing, you know, for those Spurs teams and those Lakers teams, whatever. But I mean, come on. You don't get – like, what about that second – who's the number two receiver in New England?
Oh, Ben
you know, Deion Branch.
Ben, too, started the – him and Artest started the Malice in the Palace with their going back and forth at each other.
Yes.
And that's why it got broken up and Artest was on the table when the beer was thrown at him. But Ben was involved in that as well.
Yeah, like does Deion – I mean, Deion Branch was a two-time Super Bowl champ and a Super Bowl MVP. He's not going into the Hall of Fame, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel like you don't get to go in – you got seven rings. Who cares?
Okay.
But you averaged 7 points a game in your career. I mean, that's not Hall of Fame worthy. I'm sorry.
Seven rings. I had that man at five.
He has one ring for every point he averaged in his NBA career. It's amazing.
Blessed.
Very much so.
What I'd say about Ori.
Yeah, he was on the Lakers and the friggin' Spurs. Oh. I mean, he just picked the right teams.
Well, you just put like 30 people into the Hall of Fame. So we
congratulations to all the inductees.
Man, just put like 60 folks in there. Same time. I got one more.
Next story.
I want to know what your favorite Marv Albert moment was. Because he's retiring.
Mm.
Did you realize that?
Yep. Saw that.
Now, I've watched Marv Albert a couple of times this year, and I'm going to be real honest with you. I thought I was watching death.
Mm. Well, he's 79.
Okay. Well, now, John, I don't know. Okay. Now, when you do age jokes, folks need to retire.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I throw in a little age funny or whatever. It's all serious up in here.
Right. Like
I said he looks like death. And all of a sudden, John's trying to put his serious cap on here. Well, Jason, he's 79, so he's entitled to that.
Well, it could happen.
Like, this man just sat up here, makes age jokes all the time. Retired Jeff last week talking about I feel old because KG's going in. But when I say Marv Albert looks like death, it's time to get quiet. Oh, that's sensitive because Marv Albert's untouchable, right?
Well, no one
he's
is untouchable.
He's above the jokes.
No one is above the jokes here.
How long has he been wearing a toupee, John?
A while. Nothing. Certainly.
Since you want to give Marv flowers, since this is Give Marv Flowers Day.
No,
I was going to get to that.
I have not been able to
But I don't understand the double standard here.
No, there's no double standard.
Yes, there is.
No, I don't think there's a double standard. I mean, I do think there's a difference between retiring and basically walking a man to his death, which you just did.
I said he looks like death. And I think the times I've seen Chris Webber working with him, it feels like he's working with death.
Now, what is he do? What games is he doing now?
Next, right?
TNT.
Okay.
He's been in Turner Sports 22 years.
Okay, he doesn't do like a – he's not a – okay, he's like Mike Breen does Knicks games.
Yes. For a while now.
Answering your question, the first game I thought of was the Shrug Jordan Bulls game, right? Isn't that the one that you think of?
You're thinking of the Portland game, right?
Where
called
he's
shrugging the three
Yeah,
quarters?
He calls it – just goes like this. I remember that.
Mike was looking at him and would have been Magic Johnson he was looking at over on the side at that point?
Yes. The Shrug game. That's
Marv
the
was
one.
On the finals back then. He was 1A. He was the 1A team.
And then he got in some trouble personally, I believe, and he had to fall out for a little bit.
That's where
it's funny how we don't talk about that, and John's just like, well, it's too sensitive a topic. Let's stay on the good
side. He got pushed out.
Yeah, Marv will bite you in the back. He gets turned on by it.
Yeah, he kind of like got his – he got some
like –
and
Hannibal
I don't
Lecter.
Mean to bring up people's worst things in their hopefully better moments.
Well,
but
that is definitely the
part
worst
of his
thing
legacy.
That Marv has ever done publicly. You know what I'm saying? And unfortunately, I can't think of Marv Albert without thinking about that. Didn't he have like a
it was a fetish.
It was
he liked
fetish.
To bite women on the back.
Yeah.
He's a backbiter.
But didn't he have like some didn't he like to wear women's drawers or something?
Might have been some of that too, we need to be accurate on that. If you're going to accuse him of
women's underwear,
you need to be accurate on that.
Yeah.
You can't just throw that out there.
Yeah, don't tweet that one out, Brad.
No, I'm not. I've already gotten a dissertation from Jeff. I can't tweet things on the radio because it just goes.
Yeah, a witness testified in 97 that he did this while wearing white panties.
So he got a toupee on with some white panties.
Draws.
Bite you in the back like a piranha.
I mean, what kind of weird...
Bro.
Great commentator, but what a weird thing to do, right? What a strange thing. And I'm not going to judge The majority. Oh,
yeah. I think you're judging. But well, this, look at your own,
to me,
your,
this is
on
like
your face.
Okay, this goes outside the realm of normal things. I mean, like, I'm not even going to do it. But I mean, just imagine. I mean, we got to put out play, folks. Like, just imagine if that was them. Like, what the hell is going on with you, man? What is wrong?
You're saying just focus on the career, basically.
Well, yeah.
Because it gets a little crazy if we start picturing him with the whitey tidies on.
Yeah, I mean, yes, absolutely. Then, so,
well, folks,
that was 1997. So I think we do need to move on.
Called 13 NBA. Well, it is a part of his legacy, though.
It is, unfortunately. Yeah,
now,
it's
ESPN
out there.
Now, ESPN managed to write a whole story about him retiring without mentioning that.
Well, I mean, you can
and
do that.
And I think they expect you to move on too.
It was 30 years ago or so. I mean, that's, you know, I would hate to, you know, something like that, a kink. Whatever you want to say, you know.
He's called 13 NBA. It's a fetish, John, not a kink, fool.
Same difference.
He's kinky. Mm. That's a fetish. You like to bite women on the back? That's a fetish. And wear whitey-tighty underwear? Underwear? Or male?
I mean, I'm not sure.
Because there's nothing wrong with wearing Fruit of the Loom.
No. It's very specific.
We don't do that anymore.
It's
we stopped doing it when we was kids.
That's right.
But testimony, I thought you said it was women's.
Testimony stuns court. Albert wearing women's underwear.
See, it was women's
allegedly
white underwear.
Allegedly bit new prosecution witness. You know, so I just feel like it's when you combine the two things that it really does, it becomes takes on a life of its own.
13 NBA Finals, 25 All-Star Games for NBC and Turner, along with the Dream Team 1992 Barcelona Olympics, he called. So he's called some great things.
Yes.
Right? Yes.
And I'll never forget the yeses that he did, right? Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
When Michael would convert or something like that.
That was his thing?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Was his call.
Yes.
Yes.
Legendary calls.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Does Marv Albert like wearing women's panties? Yes. Is Marv Albert going to wear?
That's exactly right.
Is Marv Albert going to bite you in the back while wearing them? Yes.
It's amazing that he like survived that.
No, it really is a testament to if you're good at what you do. Then you can pretty much survive anything.
Bigger than your problems thing?
I mean, yeah. I mean, it is true. He's one of the best, right? He is one of the best. Because, look, he's been on NBA Live. I mean, he
also called 8 Super Bowls. Y'all realize
yes.
that?
What? Really?
8 Super Bowls and 8 then, Stanley Cup Finals between his time on TNT, NBC, and did the radio work.
You know, so. Mike Breen holds his own now, becoming the next guy in this position.
Mike
right?
Breen's awesome.
He's taking the baton and he's lapping folks. Like Breen's the
Mike
best.
Mike Breen, I think he is. I think he is the best.
He is the best at this
now. I think Kevin Harlan's really good too.
I think he's disrespected. Like he's as good, but nobody gives him respect for what he
is. Also, the thing about Harlan, and I like Harlan, he can be the cheeky guy with the.
Does he get too far into it? Is that why we penalized him?
Yeah, he's a little too cheeky for me sometimes.
Well, it just depends on the mood you get him in, right?
Yeah, if you have a cat run across the field, he's the guy who calls it, you know? Like
I enjoy that. That can
be fun.
But that just seemed like for a little bit of fun.
Yeah.
I just wonder how much have you written the night before or like any.
Right, that's pre-scripted crap.
Right, yeah.
Well, nobody's as bad at that as Jim Nance. I mean, Jim Nance is the dude that's doing that. I mean, Jim Nance is the guy that's like coming up with the one-liners.
Pre-scripted,
So
is Marv the GOAT?
Of what?
Of announcing.
No.
Of play by play. Of television play by play. Who is the GOAT then?
I mean, for me, it's Al Michaels.
It's Al Michaels.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Because he did it. He did the Miracle on Ice.
Yeah.
He was a Miracle on Ice guy. There's going to be a day when Al Michaels is not doing Sunday Night Football, and it's going to be sad as hell.
Well, you don't have the baggage, right? You don't have the baggage with Al Michaels that unfortunately you have with
Marv.
I mean, that's part of the story. Right, Al kept it clean off the air.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, Al Michaels.
I might have to give it to you.
Al Michaels.
No, didn't have to wear the toupee.
No, I mean, I wish Al Michaels was my grandfather. You know, I really do. I mean,
that's football.
Yeah.
But so you're getting.
But he did hockey though. He did the Olympics.
I got it. But on basketball, play by play, Marv Albert the GOAT, even in the white panties.
Yeah. Yeah, that's hard
say
to
it,
film,
John.
Right?
Say it.
I mean, I guess you have to say that.
Mm.
Okay.
I guess you have to say that. You can have him in his white drawers, wherever you want. Man.
I mean, I'm partial. I love Wayne Larrabee back in the day.
Oh, he was good. He was good, yeah.
Now, he wasn't a Marv Albert, though, but that's the point. No, I mean, come on. This guy got as many finals as he did, I think you got to give it to him.
Yeah.
And Marv, you know, great, great, great career. He's retiring. Not dying.
No, not dead.
Right. We're not joking about someone who's dead here.
Living.
He's living, and he's going to be 80 next month, and he's retiring. And Marv, great job. On the air.
All right, I got one more before we get to break.
Oh, okay. Let me hit the button.
Next story.
Yeah, so we're going to talk to Jason Fitz a little bit about this. There was a story that I came across yesterday that is truly sad and unfortunate, and I wanted to pass it along because it is the world we live in now, and it can happen to theoretically anybody that's trying to chase a dream. But Wontarius Bryant is a safety who just finished up his career at Austin Peay, right up the road. Let's go Peay. And he didn't get drafted. And in the wake of not being drafted, he got a text message from an Atlanta number, 404, right? And that person was, according to the text message, Dean Pease. That's the Atlanta Falcons defensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
And Dean Pease, alleged Dean Pease, invited Wontarius to a tryout. Now, we live in a different time now because teams are limited in who they can and can't try out because of COVID. They can only try out five guys, I believe, at a time. So it's not like you can just show up and even though you were confused or befuddled, whatever, they're going to let you do it. I mean, there's protocols in place and you got to test out, et cetera. It's just a different time, more stringent than it used to be. Well, Wontarius shows up to the Falcons complex and he then learns that this was not real.
What?
It was not Dean Pease. It was somebody pretending to be Dean Pease. And he did not have a tryout with the Atlanta Falcons. So he travels all the way from wherever he lives, Nashville or wherever, all the way to Atlanta just to be told that he is the victim of a hoax. Now, he has come out and been very gracious about it. He tweeted yesterday that I don't know why or understand why this has happened, but I do know that everything happens for a reason. Yes, this was heartbreaking for me, but just another stepping stone that I am not afraid to admit or overcome. At the end of the day, this will not make or break me. I will still continue to fight for my dreams because I know it's what I really want. I understand very easily how Wontarius Bryant could allow this to happen. You get a text message. This is how people communicate in 2021. You don't know no better. You don't call. You don't try to verify. You're chasing your dreams. Any means necessary, you'll be there. You'll show up. And that's what happened. What I was absolutely stunned to find out, though, is that Wontarius actually has an agent. This is something that you would do if you don't have an agent. You would not know the difference. You would not know any better. You would not think to call or to verify or to have your plane booked or whatever. You would just show up. But he has an agent who did not do his due diligence and did not follow up with the team, did not make sure that this was true. He has to know. Well, usually when you're invited to a tryout, they do take care of your lodging and your airfare and things like that, right? I mean, they are going to at least do that. He didn't do that. Kid shows up. He's embarrassed. And now the whole world knows about it.
Mm.
Now he's getting a tryout with this HUB deal. Are you familiar with the Hub football?
Mm-mm.
It's like this football camp, and you know, it's not the AAF, but it's like a camp where, you know, NFL teams can watch. It's like, sort of like an intermediary, right? After the draft is over, another opportunity to showcase, whatever. So he's going to be in that. He's going to be taking place in that. But I felt bad for the man because why are you paying your agent? What are you paying your agent to do?
Well, I can't imagine he's paying him too much.
Well, that's his job. His job is to protect his client from situations like this.
Yeah, but you haven't paid that dude anything. It's going to be based on your future earnings.
I know.
And so dude's not working for you, clearly.
That's a shame. That agent sucks. I mean, you should at least protect your client enough to make sure it's true.
I'm with you on that. It's completely unprofessional. But
Dean
I can Pease also
texted
see,
me.
Yeah, I can also see him not caring about dude, you know, because he doesn't think it's going to amount to much. You know, like, or maybe he told him, yeah, I got a connection with you, and he never.
That's
you know,
not much of an agent.
Didn't work for him at all. You know what I'm saying? But there are agents out there like that all the time. That'll just what ifs and I'll be your agent. You know what I'm saying? That don't help you at all, especially when you're talking about fringe guys. You know, guys that are. You know, not going to get drafted, that kind of thing.
Yeah. But, look, he's not going to get this Hub tryout. And I'm rooting for this young man. I'm rooting for this kid because nobody should have to go through that. They're chasing their dreams. They're pursuing their dreams. What an okey-doke. You show up. You don't even have a chance to –
So that's not a crime.
Not a crime. It? No, it's just a
– You just got
crappy thing
type
to do.
Deal.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a horrible thing to do. And then to know the kid showed up, you know. Then to know the kid showed up. And if you're the Falcons, you're like, oh, my God, like, we can't do anything for you. You know, because of COVID. But I'm sure they would have just let him try out, right? If he went through the trouble. Because I actually think there's something to appreciate about that. Like, you're willing to chase your dream to that extent that you paid for yourself, you showed up on your own dime, and we didn't even invite you. I'm willing to at least give you the tryout. I ain't going to be any hair off my ass, you know?
No.
Give him a tryout, man.
I mean, you're not doing any favors because somebody catfished the dude.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's on a basic human level, right? I mean, it's like you got had. Now, I could also see where if you're the NFL team.
That's some my wish stuff you're talking about.
Well, I mean, I could also see the other side where the NFL team is like, dude, you believed that? Like, you actually thought that we would text you to invite you and you didn't follow up? I mean, there's certainly a lesson there. Always verify, right? Always make sure that it is, and that's what they teach you in journalism school. Clearly, Juan Terry's did not major in journalism. Because if your mother tells you that she loves you, you verify that. You know, so it's one of those deals.
Urban might give him a shot down in Jacksonville.
I'm sure Urban will try him out at tight end, certainly. But yeah, I saw this over the weekend, and very, very sad situation.
I hate that happened to him.
But he is going to be in that HUB football camp. The Falcons will be in attendance at that event, and so they will get.
We'll watch you there, kid.
Yes.
Sorry, you can't come in.
That's in San Diego on Sunday. Anyway, there you have it. All right, we'll come back. Got Respect Burgers, got Disrespect Dogs to hand out. It's going to be a very, very juicy segment today. Don't miss it. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Some things are just true, like your local GEICO agent could save you hundreds. And also, two-year-olds will always ask, why?
It's lunchtime.
Why?
Because you're hungry.
Why?
Because humans need food.
Why?
Because we convert it to energy, blood, and muscle and bone.
Why?
Because I love you.
Your local GEICO agent could help you save 15% or more. It's just true.
Hey, Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. We are hiring. We need plumbers, HVAC service technicians, and installers. Make up to $55 an hour with full health benefits, paid time off, 401k, and don't forget to ask about our sign-on bonus. Surround yourself with good people and good things will happen. Come join our team. Apply online at bestcarehomeservices.com. That's bestcarehomeservices.com.
Everybody is focused on COVID these days, rightfully so, but COVID doesn't end a world of sprains, strains, and fractures. Those things are still here, and they can ground you for a long time if untreated. So if you or a loved one is suffering from an injury, this is Gary Parrish telling you to skip the ER wait and go see Dr. Laura Linderman at Linderman Sports Medicine in Collierville. Her practice specializes in acute injury treatment and therapy that will get you back on your feet. So make an appointment today by calling 901-850-5756. You can do it online at LindermanSportsMedicine.com.
I got Jeff Allen, the Kia man that'll make you happy, happy in your new ride from Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah. Jeff, what's the scoop?
The scoop is you got to get to Gossett Kia South on Mount Moriah to get a 2021 Kia Forte for just $139 a month. Or how about a 2021 Kia Soul, $179 a month. And a 2021 Kia K5 built in America, $199 per month. All 36-month leases and only $3049 due at signing.
Plus the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty program.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, and let's not forget West Memphis, Arkansas, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah, 2680 Mount Moriah, or KiaMountMoriah.com.
Zero security deposit, 650 acquisition fee, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte ME358110, MSRP 20,590, Soul M777-6411, MSRP 21960, K5 MG005197, MSRP 26170, includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives, PF695 excludes tax, title, and license, with approved credit warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 5/31/21. Dealer stock only.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We're all on this planet together, so join Odyssey and find your one thing. May is National Bike Month, so use your bike instead of your car or for a little bit of exercise. Join Odyssey, and together, each of us doing one thing makes a greener tomorrow. What's your one thing?
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in security.
Why so serious? So we're so blessed if you are.
spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading value brand. So you can get back to the party. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms could mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Hey, Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. We are hiring. We need plumbers, HVAC service technicians, and installers. Make up to $55 an hour with full health benefits, paid time off, 401k, and don't forget to ask about our sign-on bonus. Surround yourself with good people and good things will happen. Come join our team. Apply online at bestcarehomeservices.com. That's bestcarehomeservices.com.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Tell me what that means. Make a slick comment and see what that brings. I've seen it go down. We can reenact things. Extreme like BMXing. These boys in a BMXing. People in the city see the movement occurring and say, my God, I want to be in that scene. Right, you wanna be in this scene. She had the video trying to be in this scene. Used to fantasize about being this scene. Bluegrass girl, but she got big dreams. Can't touch me, I got instincts. Locked in the house, but I'm plotting things. I brought a gang to the party with
over
me.
Over the years, white boys, but they not in sync. Thousands in the Memphis area have trusted Robert Irwin Jewelers to make the perfect engagement ring. There's a reason for that. They're the best. The service is the best. Howie is the man. You go in, you're got all kinds of anxiety about the process. Is she going to like it? How much is it going to cost? Howie takes care of that off the rip. Folks assume that creating a custom ring is more expensive. Doesn't have to be, and it's not at Robert Irwin Jewelers. They can create the custom ring of your dreams from a picture or a drawing. Just very simple process. You pick a center diamond. That's a GIA-certified diamond, or you can choose a man-made diamond. Then you work with a designer to make your perfect setting. In as little as a few days, Robert Irwin creates a brand-new ring that nobody has ever worn or tried on before. It is unique to her. It is unique to you. You'll absolutely love it.
Plus, you get the best guarantee in the business. 365-day return policy on your made-to-order engagement ring. So Howie's got you covered. If you're not into creating your own ring, don't worry, because you can choose from hundreds, literally hundreds of ready-to-wear rings in all different sizes and shapes. Robert Irwin Jewelers has a ready-to-wear ring for any budget, too. It's the best thing about Howie and his crew, right? If you don't have as much money as maybe the guy in before you, I'm not going to treat you like that. It's going to be a uniquely personal shopping experience that's always out at RIJ, where they've got all the financing options you need, 12 months with deferred interest or take up to 60 months to pay. No credit check options available as well. So they make it easy for you. You're not going to find it easier anywhere else, especially with the selection. For bigger, brighter diamond, you always check it out, Robert Irwin Jewelers. They've got 5 locations or online at rijewelers.com.
All right, we're back, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. We're going to hand out some respect burgers in the 1 o'clock segment. Then Jason Fitz is going to join us at 1:25. Obviously, we've been reacting all day long to what the Memphis Grizzlies did yesterday, which is, of course, go down at the hands of the Golden State Warriors. It was really just it's one of those games, man. It's one of those games. It's not quite like Kobe Bryant putting up 81 on Toronto, but it doesn't really feel that far off.
I did. We had one of our listeners, Marcus, said, talking a little bit too much, and we did, a little bit too much about Jaren today, says, outside of his defeated attitude, conversation should be on the bench Where was Mr. Do Something? He didn't do anything, a reference obviously to DeAnthony.
Yep.
He didn't do anything or hasn't been for a while. We touched on that in the rundown part, that Grizzlies played five guys off the bench, had a 10-man rotation, or at least played 10. Tillman only played 3 minutes, but they did try to play five. And he is right about DeAnthony, though. I mean, 21 minutes, 2 of 7. We talked about him in terms of being on Steph on one of those threes there late that hurt you, but only 4 points, went 0 of 3 from 3, had shot the ball, you know, career year from 3 for the most part during the regular season. DeAnthony didn't sort of show, that second unit didn't sort of show as a whole. I think you excuse Desmond Bane because for the most part he goes 2 of 3 from 3, 3 of 6 overall.
Yeah.
I mean, again, he's your rookie. I don't know how much you could have expected much more than 8 points
correct.
From him. I thought he did his job for the most part. But DeAnthony, Brandon Clark, quite frankly, I don't know if you want to put all that blame directly on DeAnthony Melton when Brandon Clark, quite frankly, didn't give you much of anything either. DeAnthony is usually the plus-minus king, was minus 16. Brandon Clark was minus 11. There were very few guys in this game that were actually a plus side. It's one of the other parts about Dylan Brooks, why he's so impressive.
Yeah, no
he
doubt.
Was plus 7 in a starting lineup that everybody else was minus
on. He was really the only guy.
But nothing from the bench.
Who brought it, the intensity of the entire game, right? Like, even the beginning, he was doing his best to deny Steph the ball. I think in terms of this Grizzlies season, it is as much about Ja and him carrying this team and being that sort of barometer all year long. It is as much about Grayson Allen, Desmond Bane, Tyus Jones, DeAnthony, these guys playing sort of above Kyle Anderson, playing above where they've played historically their entire careers. I mean,
was one of your strengths this season.
They've played above their heads. And look, I mean, 10-5-4, that's about what you can expect from Kyle Anderson. I think the question with Desmond Bane is, we know he can shoot, but I think in terms of how good he ultimately is, can he impact the game other than that? Can he impact the game other than shooting?
For a rookie, he got nice.
I agree. I like Desmond a lot.
He showed a lot this season.
Yes, I like Desmond a lot.
I like where you're headed with him.
But I don't
know if you got a starting two guard.
Right. Those are the questions. And DeAnthony Melton, is this what we saw?
Well, you tell me, does Brandon Clark look like a piece of this thing going forward now?
No,
I think he's locked in with him after one season?
Yeah, I mean, I think, it could come down to him or Xavier Tillman. I mean, Xavier Tillman has shown some really nice flashes.
Not to mention, don't we think the run for Tyus Jones and the Grizzlies at this point, because now you're going to hand this thing over eventually. When you got him, remember, you didn't know what you were going to have.
Yep.
Remember, with your point guard situation, won't put too much on Ja. But now that, Ja's getting the big minutes, played 38 on Sunday, it feels like Tyus Jones' time with this team in terms of their need for him at some point. This is going to end,
right,
too. It's inevitable at this point. I just wonder, here's the thing. We hoped to learn more about Jaren Jackson and Ja this year, albeit in some limited time. Remember, initially, we expected Jaren back at January sometime, early February. Now, that got pushed back. Here's what I will say. I'm with the callers that said that in some of this that you can't go too far on Jaren. It ain't time to start making calls on Jaren Jackson Jr. in terms of trade and potential, that kind of thing, or what he's going to be with this team in the future. But I absolutely, John, have more questions, right, than I did beforehand based on what we've seen. Again, some of that self-inflicted, the way you worked him back in. I know some people, and maybe it would have been best thing in terms of, not disturbing the flow of not playing Jaren down the stretch. But, guys, you were never going to do that. This is a guy that you've told is the second most important piece, if not the first, on this. So that was never going to happen. He's not Justice Winslow.
Yep.
Like, you're truly invested in Jaren Jackson. But I'll be honest with you. I got more questions about him, fewer about Dylan Brooks at this point. Like, what I thought this season, we'd get some Jaren development. By the end of it, they'd sort of be rolling. We got a little pick and roll situation. Those guys getting back comfortable like they looked in the bubble last year. Well, you didn't get that, And then with Dylan, he sort of fills in some, answers some questions for you. But with Jaren, you're just left with more. And again, some of these bench guys as well. Like, what's going to happen with Tyus? DeAnthony Melton, you ever going to show it in the postseason? The play-in time, sort of? You regular season's one thing.
Yep.
Got to bring it then as well. He was a non-factor on Sunday. So, more questions in terms of how this roster will shape going forward. There's no question. I mean, I'm not even as locked in on BC as I was after 1 year.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's all sort of up for interpretation. And that's true of any young team, right? I mean, there's nobody on this roster other than really, in my opinion, Ja. I mean, whose status is totally 100% solidified. I mean, I think you hope it's Ja and Jaren. You hope that is the duo that it will ultimately that it will materialize.
Dude, you know darn well they're gonna sign Jaren to an extension.
Oh yeah, you have to.
He is a part of this thing going forward. The questions are fair, but you know darn well they're investing.
No, you have to. You absolutely have to. You can't just let him. Yeah, you have to extend.
That's the reality right there.
But I think does he finish it out? You know. I
mean, can he stay on the floor for a full season?
That's a real question. But you know, we'll have those conversations in the coming years. The Grizzlies, of course, taking on the San Antonio Spurs on Wednesday. We assume a win, but it is still Greg Popovich. And, you know, when you look at this damn Spurs roster, like the idea that they got to where they got is pretty amazing.
Still got Patty on that thing. Still got a Grizz killer and Patty. But it's a different cast by far now. DeJounte Murray, those kinds of guys. They've sort of tried to glue it together. Remember, LaMarcus leaves.
Yes, he does.
During the season, started the season as still a big piece, but leaves eventually when he's not. Once you've sort of decided internally you're moving on from him, got out of there. He's with the Nets. Like it's a different Spurs team. You got to give Pop credit for them being in this spot.
No doubt.
Frankly, New Orleans or somebody else should be here rather than them. New Orleans having underachieved this season, but no, you can never underestimate old fine wine. Greg Popovich on Wednesday. We're chalking it up because, John, I would be, I've said it before, I would be disappointed. Is it season of failure? You lose to the Spurs on Wednesday? Absolutely not. But would you be disappointed feeling like, well, we should be further ahead than we are? We've identified guys that we know are pieces of our future, we think, right, as opposed to the Spurs who are, you know, still trying to keep that thing pieced together. I guess you know DeJounte Murray's a guy that you like, but – you know, I'd be disappointed if you're one and done, especially having the advantage of having it here, John, in front of hopefully a few more fans. It would leave a sour taste in your mouth, I think, losing to a Spurs team I don't think just hope that you're ahead of. You should be ahead of at this point, especially after you just got tested on Sunday and when it came to urgency.
That's right.
And your urgency level, do you have it or not? They should certainly have it on Wednesday against the Spurs.
That's on the table on Wednesday here inside FedEx Forum in the city of Memphis. It'll be a fun day, fun night for sure. You win, you most likely get the Warriors
again. More fun if you win.
So there you go. All right, we'll come back. Respect burgers are going to be handed out, and a disrespect dog. Do not miss this. Jason and John on Eternal FM, ESPN.
Memphis is home of the Giannotto and Jeffrey Show, weekdays from 2 p.m. till 4 p.m. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And Odyssey Station.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Hey, listeners, spring is here. Spring is here. It's that time of year. This is Chris Murphy with Inman Murphy Termite and Pest Control, once again trying to welcome you to exceptional service. If you give us a call, we can put our 20 years of experience to work for you to solve all these pest problems so they don't ruin your spring and summer. Give us a call at 388-0852. That's 388-0852. Or check us out on the web at inman-murphy.com and find out why your friends and neighbors think we're a five-star company today.
Ride with the country's number one auto insurer, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle, with a big shout out to my awesome team now licensed in Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Call or text 901-767-7744. We're still all better looking than a lizard.
Wood, we love it. Unfortunately, so do termites. When's the last time you had your home checked? For all you know, the only thing keeping your house together is a bunch of termites holding hands. Call Allied Termite and Pest today, 901-754-0454.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Performance Plus Cycles is your ticket to a thrilling ride. At Performance Plus, they carry BMW, Yamaha, Suzuki, and SSR motorcycles, as well as Yamaha and Suzuki ATVs. They also feature the low-cost, rugged, benchy ATVs and side-by-sides. So, if you want the best machines and customer service for your hard-earned dollar, schedule a test ride and come visit Performance Plus Cycles at 5312 Pleasant View, or visit PerformancePlusCycles.com.